Today's daf is Yuma daf Mem, as we started yesterday in Tarfa Kalfi here in the fourth parak of Maseches Yuma, which gets into the nitty-gritty of the avoda of Yom Kippurim, the special avoda relating to the par in the Seir, which we will, Bez Hashem, get into a major part of it on today's daf. But just one discussion from yesterday that I really went quickly through and didn't mention, and that was the Tosfos Yeshanim on the bottom of Amud Aleph, where we discussed the Kohanim who were tsnuin, who withheld their hand after the days of Shemen Atzadeh because they wouldn't get enough of the Lechem Apanim. The Tosfos Yeshanim was the one that asked, or pointed out, Omer Rebbe, Dafka Magio Kapol. The only reason that they withheld their hands was because they only got the size of a bean. Aval kezayis lo hayu moshkin yideihem. Had they been able to each get a kezayis, let's say, and even without the special bracha of Nizbarech b'meyav, they wouldn't have withheld their hands. Kidimu l'kayim mitzvah zachila, because it's a mitzvah. So what? It's not a magical mitzvah like it used to be, but it's still a mitzvah. Had they been getting a kezayis, aval kan lo haya, and here's the key line. Lohaya mitzvahs achila legamre. It wasn't a complete mitzvahs achila at this point. Kivan she'insha melakapul velohayu sveyin. So what does that lashon mean? It wasn't a complete mitzvah, but it would have been something. It just wasn't a complete mitzvah, or it wouldn't have been anything, or it totally wasn't a mitzvah because they wouldn't get a kapul. Either way, it's a question I had to read this to Yeshanim, but on this Gemara, the Maritz Chayis quotes the discussion of the Achronim, of the Chasam Sofer and others, and that is, can you prove in this Gemara one way or the other, and it's not 100% clear, it just sounds like in one direction, regarding the sugya of Chasi Shir when it comes to mitzvahs. The Gemara later on in Daf Ayin Dalel says explicitly, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we paskin Chasi Shir by Averos, by Macholas Asuros at least, is an Isser Da'araisa. Without onesh, but nisa daraisa, if I eat half a kezayis of pig, half a kezayis of arla, half a kezayis of chadash, half a kezayis of anything, it's an issa daraisa. I'm not going to get punished because shiurim are required for the onesh. So does that shiurim required for the onesh? Does that principle apply to mitzvos as well? That's the Shvus Yaakov's question. The Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Bey Simen Yudches asked the question, somebody who only has half a kezayis of matzah, is there any reason to eat it, and could you even make a bracha on it, al achilas matzah? Right, there's a rush in Maseches Psachim that says the way that you know you have to have a kezayis of maror is because you say al achilas maror, just the opposite direction. Based on the nusach HaBracha, you determine the shear of what you need, which is very unusual. The bracha derabanan tells me how much I need for the mitzvah d'araisa. But in any case, the question here is a half a kezayis of matzah at all worthwhile? So he brings a raya from a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that if somebody makes a shvua never to eat matzah, I swear I will not eat matzah this year. I swear I will not eat matzah this year. The Shulchan Aruch says he cannot eat matzah on Pesach. Not eat matzah on Pesach. How does he swear nishpa l'kayim v'atal samitzvah without getting into that problem right now? But that's the Shulchan Aruch. It's a bit tough peidalon. Hanishpa shel lechol matzah kol hashana, aser lechol matzah b'pesach. The question is, fine, he can't eat matzah on Pesach to fulfill the mitzvah because the shvua, but we know from elsewhere that when you take a shvua not to eat something, you mean a kezayis. That's called not eating something. So why don't you let him eat a half a kezayis of matzah on Pesach? Then he'll be yotzei the mitzvah, partially at least, and still not violate his shvua. It must be, says the Shvus Yaakov, that it's meaningless anyway, that half a kezayis of matzah is not going to help you for the mitzvah, because chatzi shir b'mitzvahs does not exist. It's only a special din by averos, but not by mitzvahs. And that's what the Maritz Chayis quotes right here from the Achronim, that maybe this also would weigh in on our issue. Vagoner Moshe Sofer quotes the Chasam Sofer. I heard from him that he was dochel agamrei this idea. De be'emes efshar lomar, you could say b'cholach ilas mitzvah im ein kezayis min matzah omarer chayiv lechol al kolpadim kol mashemotzi afilu pachas mikashir. It could be that it is a mitzvah. Our Gemara, which sounds like they were Moshech as Yedehem, that's not a raya. Because as we said yesterday, shiny lechem upon him, de eno mitzvah hamutal al aprat, raka mitzvah al kol kahani beis av, she yisachel lechem upon him. The mitzvah is for the lechem upon him to be eaten, not to eat. the imnis achalai de acher gamke niskayma hamitzvah umipize mashchu yideihem v'nachon, says the Maritz Chayis. Don't compare me lechem apanim, or we might expand all karbonis mincha, as we quoted yesterday from the Malbim in the beginning of Parshas Sav. The pasuk says by a karbon mincha ye achel shall be eaten, not yochal, and therefore it's a special din by karbanos, at least specific karbanos, karbanos mincha, that it's about to be eaten, but it could be by other mitzvahs that it would apply that you should eat it. The Beis HaLevi writes in a tshuva that could apply maybe by all karbanos. The mitzvah is a mitzvah d'oraisa of achilas karbanos by kohanim. So does that apply to every, does this principle of the Maritz Chayis, quoting in the Chassam Sofer, every karban is about to be eaten and not to eat it, suggests the Beis HaLevi, yes, except for one. There's one carbon that the mitzvah is a chovas gavra. It's not the chovas of the cheps of the carbon, and that, of course, is carbon pesach. Carbon pesach, everybody has to have a kezias, chovas gavra. And that's why he explains, as a special din, quoted, the achilos carbon pesach separate from the shechitas carbon pesach, two different mitzvahs, unlike all other carbonos, where it's only one mitzvah. There's no special din of a kohen eating chatas. There's achilos kachim. There's a special din of achilos carbon pesach, because that is unique in the world of karbanos, and that is a chovas gavra. Okay, that's just a little bit relating to the topic of chatishir when it comes to mitzvos.
Is it shaykh to eating little bits on Yom Kippur?
Well, eating on Yom Kippur, that's not talking about a mitzvah. That's talking about isurim. That's by averus. That's chatishir. It is a mitzvah asay of inui, of being in a state of ma'ana myself, right? It's a state of making myself feel bad, but that's not, I don't think you'd compare that to the mitzvah. And that's the concept of pachas pachas mikashir.
So the point of Maritz Chayis, why, at this point, is there something special about the snuim?
According to the Maritz Chayis, why is there a uniqueness? You might say they weren't doing a mitzvah, so they stopped. In a chinami. You might say that there is no mitzvah, and that's why they stopped. The other gargaranim wanted to eat because they just wanted to eat. But in a chinami, according to this, that snuim were just doing basic, you know, there is no more mitzvah, so they're not doing the mitzvah. Why were they called snuim? Well, maybe compared to the gargaranim and the chatfanim and the chamsanim. You know, they had that title. Okay, next sugya. Am Reb Yanai, we're about 10 lines from the bottom, on Lamed Tes Lamed Beis. The major sugya of the Goral itself. What is Ma'akev? We know the Kohen Gadol, if you remember, first he goes to the par. So remember the avodas, we're going to have to know them well for today. He goes to the par, which is on the east, the west side of the Mizbeach, the northwest side, and he does the first vidui there. He does vidui for him and his family. Then he doesn't shechta yet. He goes back to the east side of the Azara, and he goes to the two Seirim, and he's with the base of the Skan Kohen Gadol, and he's with the Rosh Beis Av, and now he's about to do the Hagrala. That's what we're up to. We're about to do the Hagrala, and we spoke about what is the right hand and the left hand. That was yesterday. So what is Ma'akev in the Hagrala? What needs to be done? And if you don't do it, the whole Avoda is Psula. And what is a good thing to do, but you don't have to do it? That's a Machlokas. I'm Reb Yanai. Lias Goro Mitoch Kalfi Ma'akeves. Reb Yanai holds, and this is what we hold. We hold that taking the Goro out of the Kalfi, taking the piece of the pieces out of the wooden box, that is ma'akev. Hanacha eina ma'akevus. Putting it down on the animals. So that's not ma'akev. Meaning, memela, it's labeled. Right? Whatever came out in the right hand, that's the right se'ir. Whatever came out in the left hand, that's the left se'ir. Even if I don't put it down, says Reb Yanai. So picking it up is ma'akev. Meaning, a Kohen Gadol can't just decide himself which one will be which. That's Koveya, as we spoke about yesterday from the Mikdash David. It's a din of the Kohen Gadol being Koveya the Seirim. The Aliyah is Ma'akev, and the Hanacha is not Ma'akev. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Af Aliyah ain't a Ma'akeves. No, even the Aliyah is not Ma'akev, says Rabbi Yochanan. So, two versions of the Gemara. Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, first version. According to Rabbi Yehuda de Amar. This is referring to a machlokas later on. If you look in Rashi, Rashi quotes the Gemara on Daf Samach, where there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. Let's say the Kohen Gadol goes out of order. What's the halacha? Throughout the Avoda, Seder, whenever we have the word Seder, right, the Mefarshim point out, the order is usually critical. Where do we have the word Seder? We have Seder Avodas Yom HaKippurim. We have the Seder. As we have the Seder, the order is critical. With Kaddish Orcha, what we do with the mitzvahs. There's even Seder Levishas Big Day Kohuna. That's also important. If you remember the Rambam, remember the Gemara only had earlier that the Michnasayim have to be first. The Rambam added in, he had an order for all eight. All four and all eight. The Menachas Chinuch noted that that's not in Chazal. Chazal only have the first one. The Michnasayim have to be first. Everything else was the Rambam. And therefore he assumed that it wouldn't be Ma'akev. The Michnasayim being first is Ma'akev. But everything else is just the Rambam's order. But that's also Seder Avodas Yom HaKippurim. It's earlier in the Chavez area. So the Gemara has a machlokas later on Daf Samach. What if you're Mishana the Seder? Reb Nechemia says, any change in order ruins. Any change in order ruins, whether it's avoda in the Heichal or in the Azara, Bachutz, Bifnim, Big Day Lavan, Big Day, anything that's done in the with the Big Day Lavan, I should say. Anything that's done with the Big Day Lavan, any change of order, that's Ma'akev, right? So there are some acts that are done with Big Day Lavan outside the Kodesh Kodashim also, as we'll talk about. But anything done with the Big Day Lavan is Ma'akev because it says Chukah, and anything is Ma'akev. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Chukah is only was done by the Big Day Lavan Bifnim, right? If it's Big Day Lavan Bachutz, so what's going on Big Day Lavan Bachutz? Right, so we're going to get to Hagrala, we're going to get to certain acts, so that is not Ma'akev. So Hagrala is an example of something that's done Bachutz. It's done Bachutz, right? It's about something that's going to be done Bifnim, but it's done Bachutz. So let's see what the Gemara says. Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, de Amar, who says, Dvarim hana'asid bibigdei lavan mi Bachutz, lo ma'akva, items that are done, avodas that are done outside, it's not Ma'akev, the order, kuliyama lo pligi de lo ma'akva. So, everyone would agree, within Rabbi Yehuda Shita, everybody would agree that the Hanacha is not Ma'akev. Ki pligei lidei Rabbi Nechemia, the only machlokas, Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing within Rabbi Nechemia Shita. Man d'amar Ma'akva, according to Rabbi Yana, k'Rabbi Nechemia, right? It's like Rabbi Nechemia, that the Aliyah is Ma'akev. Uman d'amar lo Ma'akev, according to one it says, lo Ma'akev, meaning, sorry, I misspoke before. The machlokas here is whether the Aliyah is Ma'akev. The Hanach is not Ma'akev in any case. The Aliyah is Ma'akev. So Rabbi Yochanan would say, lo Ma'akva, why would he say that within Rabbi Nechemia? Hani mili avoda. Hagrala lav avodahi. Only an actual avoda that's done. This is even less than that. Even Rabbi Nechemia would agree. Rabbi Nechemia who says any avoda done in Big Day Lavan is Ma'akev, but if it's not even an avoda, then even if it's done in Big Day Lavan, it was not Ma'akev. That is one version number one, which is so to speak lakula, meaning even within Rabbi Nechemia, you can have a daya that says it's not Ma'akev. Ika damrei, second version, aliba de Rabbi Nechemia damar Ma'akva kolayam lo pligi de Ma'akva. No. Within Rabbi Nechemia Shita, that any avoda in the Big Day Lavan is Ma'akev, this also would be Ma'akev. Everybody would agree that within Rabbi Nechemia Shita, the Aliyah is Ma'akev. Ki pligi aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. The machlokes is what about within Rabbi Yehuda, who says that avodas chutz is not Ma'akev in Big Day Lavan. Manda amar lo Ma'akva k'Rabbi Yehuda, straight away. Umanda amar Ma'akva, according to the one who says it is Ma'akev, Rabbi Yanai, Shaini Hacha, Detane Beikra, here the Pasuk repeats, Asher Allah Trey Zimni, that's the principle called Shana Hakasuv La'akev in Kachim. Whenever the Torah says something twice in the world of Kachim, that means it is Ma'akev. It's Ma'akev, special din in Hilchas Kachim. So here it says it twice, Asher Allah, to tell me that the Aliyah is Ma'akev. Two points. Number one, the Tosfos Yeshanim here asks, why do we look at, and this we just alluded to a minute ago, why do we look at the Hagrala purely as something that's done Bachutz? After all, it's Tzarech Pnim. You're deciding which Seir is going in. Which Seir is labeled as Lashem that's going to be Hukra Bifnim, and the blood is going to be sprinkled in the Kodesh Kadashim, and on the Paroches, and on the Kaporet. So why is that purely looked at? We find elsewhere that items that are Litzorech, a different area, is considered avoda of that area. That's the question he says. V'teima heichi chashiv hacha hagrala dvarim hanas v'bebeik delavim mibachutz. If you look at the end of Perakot Siulo, the end of the next Perak, chafina. What's chafina? How much ktores does the Kohen Gadol have to take inside the Kodesh Kodashim? Right, two handfuls. Right, put the hands together, fill it up, and then he's got to pour that onto the coals inside the avodah kodesh of a mikdash. So that's considered an avodas pnim, even though it's done bachutz, because it's litzorech pnim. So the whole assumption of this Gemara is that the hagrala is considered an avodas chutz. That's the question that the Tosfos Yeshanim asks. So he gives a couple of answers. We'll mention two. First, the answer of the name of Rabbi Elchanan. The shiny hagrala, hagrala is different than chafina. Why? Chafina is totally going in. The ketar is to go in. Hagrala, you also have a sir lazazel that's determined. So that's how that's chutz. That's totally, you don't get more chutz than that. You're going to the mountain outside, the cliff. So that's answer number one. You're right. There's a pnim, but there's a bachutz. We're going to have to talk about it over the next couple of weeks. The relationship between the two se'irim and how each one impacts the other one. Here's the first example. The se'ir la'azazel impacts that the even the hagrala of the se'ir la'shem is called avodas chutz, not avodas panim. There's one that the chutz is the la'azazel is influencing la'shem. We'll have to see if there are halachos in, this is a categorical nafgamina. Let's see if there are nafgaminas in other directions. But that's number one. There's another answer which we're going to skip, but if you look at the last answer, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, it's only Votir, it's a time of Hagrola Lava Avoda. He says Hagrola is not really, as the Gemara says, Hagrola is not really an Avoda. Chafina, that's something more serious than the Hagrala. And even though he says Shchit is also called Lava Voda, Mikol Makam Shchit Adifa Deshach Mipigol V'Chayven Ala Bachutz. Aval Hagrala Eina Rak B'Makom Kri Hashem V'Lo Shaycha Midi LaAvoda. Right? What are you doing by Hagrala? It's such a pre stage that even though by other actions Chafina, that's closer to being a real Avoda, and therefore you would label it Pnim than this one. Number two. The third answer was one I really wanted to mention. Rebbe tirates to Hagrala Nami Chutzi L'Seir HaNase B'Pnim L'Shchita V'Kabbalah Sha'osin Tchila. Okay, oh, I'm sorry, similar answer. Yeah, Hagrala Nami, it's considered Chutz compared to the other Avodos that are done. Okay, either way, a couple of answers. Feel free to look at it. Relating to categorizing this Hagrala. The Chashuk Yechemet here has an interesting discussion. The following case, Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. One of the Gdolei Yisrael, doesn't quote who, he was a Masada Kedushin at a wedding, and he's making the brachas, and he makes a mistake. And instead of saying, he makes a mistake, not in the hard bracha, but in the easy bracha. He says, Baruch Alam, Shakol, the Eben Baro. He says Shahakol instead of Borei Peregafen. Under the chuppah. And he quickly corrects himself to Borei Peregafen. And everybody came over to him and asked him, what do you mean? Shahakol works for one, does he have it? Machlokes in the Gemara Brachas. But we paskin, if you said Shahakol and anything, what are you changing? He says, you're right, generally Shahakol works, but here I'm the shliach of the chassan. And if a shliach is mevato shlichuso, if a shliach does something wrong, so it's inappropriate. V'kancha bracha kazula chadchila hi shelo kahokan havi shinui b'shlichus. V'yachala mishalayach lo marshu rotze v'bracha kazu shelo chadchila mevarchanosa. V'kivan debala shlichus chayev lachzor levarek kahokan. I thought the whole shlichus was batal. So I said a bracha levatala, what could I do? But I would have to make the bracha again. That's the case. What does that have to do with us? So he says, V'danu b'dvar of the Har Tzvi, discusses the case, the Rav Tzvi Pesach, and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Ulechora, now Rav Zilberstein says, Yesh l'shol, I have a question. Here, in Maseches Yuma, where the Kohen Gadol is doing the Ali and the Hanacha, everybody agrees that l'chad chila, there's a mitzvah with Asiyas Goro. And if you don't do it, the mitzvah, you're chas of the mitzvah. Right, what's Rashi's lashon here? Ein hagrala ma'akeves ela shechiser mitzvah. Va'karban, right? He said, you missed the mitzvah. So, l'chadchili, for sure, you should do the hagrala. The only question, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is, but the evidence, if you didn't do it, it's okay. But if you didn't do it in the best way, and if the Kohen Gadol is a shliach of Am Yisrael, so the whole shlicha should be batel, and then you have to do a whole new hagrala. Like this, Tamar Chacham said, if he's right, by the marriage. That's his question. So he says, L'chore, he says, Iker kush yaseinu ha'makam l'tareitz. He says, we've had this sugya once before in this Masechta. Is the Kohen Gadol really our shliach? Right, shluchei d'rachmana or shluchei didan? The Gemara Masechta Zedarim. The question, is a Kohen on behalf of, is he our shliach or a Kodesh Baruch Hu shliach? So if he's a Kodesh Baruch Hu shliach, there's nothing to talk about. But the problem is, we paskin, he's our shliach. So what do you do? He says, V'ulai efshar liyashev. The mitzvahs hagrawa, he a mitzvah al kohen ha-makriv. Really, even if you want to say the rest of the avoda, he's our shliach, but the hagrala, we all have a chiv to do the hagrala. We don't have a chiv to do the hagrala, the kohen gadol has a chiv to do the hagrala. The avoda, like we said, that's not really part of the maisa avoda. The imlo higriel, he lost the mitzvah. It doesn't affect the kapara of Am Yisrael. The kapara is fully, complete, perfect According to Rabbi Yochanan, even if he doesn't do the Hagrala, v'lo doma l'chassan shebirchas hagefen shayachas lo ukshara birech shahako yishta achassan bibracha shirak b'di'eved. That's different. That's his bracha. Mashenkei b'shnei seirim shakapara tia mushlemes gam b'li Hagrala v'akohen agadol shehechzer la'atzmos ha'mitzvah. He says you can't compare the two cases, but again, it's an important yisod about bittul shlichus. If I'm supposed to be a shlich and I do something wrong, even if it's only a lechatchila problem and not a b'di'evit problem, that's the discussion here regarding the Kohen Gadol. But the chiddush of the Chazuk Yechemet is that the Kohen Gadol only lost the mitzvah and not everyone else. Weiter. So we have a machlokas here between Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan. This will be the topic of today's Amud Aleph. By the way, this all counts for Amud Beis. What we just did for yesterday, says the Gemara that's going to try to prove one way or the other about the Aliyah being Ma'akev. Remember, everybody agrees that Hanach is not Ma'akev. The Machlokas is doing the Goral itself. Rabbi Yana says it's Ma'akev, and Rabbi Yochanan says it's not. Meisvei, the Brisa says, Mitzvah lahagril. It's a mitzvah to do the Hagral. Levim lo hagril kasher. And if you did it, it's okay. So mitz bishlam alahach lishna. So remember, we have two versions of the machlokas. Bishlam alahach lishna to amrit. Ali b'Rabbi Yehuda kol yamalo pligi de lo ma'akva. According to the version that everybody agrees, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not ma'akev. Meaning version one of the Gemara. So this brisa that says it's not ma'akev, hamani Rabbi Yehuda. So the brisa is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion across the board that it's not ma'akev. El lahach lishna to amrit pligi. But according to the man to amrit that says, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, it's for sure ma'akev. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a machlokas. So bishlam al man to amrit lo ma'akva hamani Rabbi Yehuda. If you say within Rabbi Yehuda that it's also not ma'akev, fine. El lahman to amrit ma'akva hamani. But if you take version two of the Gemara, who holds that Rabbi Nechemiah would for sure say it's ma'akev, and even Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's ma'akev. So if he did say it's ma'akev, who's the author of this brisa? So the Gemara says, change our understanding. When the brisa says it's a mitzvah to do hagrala, what it really means is tni mitzvah lahaniach. It means it's a mitzvah to put it on this year after the hagrala. And if you did it, it's okay. But really, the brisa can be understood as meaning the actual hagrala is ma'akev. Period. Number one. So we answer that. Tashma, let's try again. Mitzvah lahagril ulehisvados. It's a mitzvah to do the hagrala and to be mizvada. The vidui on the sa'ir. Hamishtaleach. As Beshem will come up later. So mitzvah to do the hagrala and the vidui. Lo higro velo isvada kasher. And if you didn't, it's kasher. So, same type of question. You see from here, it's only a lechadchila requirement. And if you want to say this price also means, when it says lahagril, it means lahaniach. But ema seifa, but look at the second day in that brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo higril kasher, lo hisvade pasol. Rabbi Shimon says, the vidui on the seir mishtaleach is ma'akev. The hagral is not ma'akev. So what does Rabbi Shimon mean? My la lo higril. What does Rabbi Shimon mean when he says, if you didn't do the hagrala, it's still okay? Ilema lo hiniach. Does he mean, like we said before, lo hiniach? Meaning, Rabbi Shimon also agrees, michlad Rabbi Shimon savar hagrala ma'akva. Even when it says the word hagrala in this brisa, it means the hanacha. But really, the hagrala would for sure be ma'akev. So Rabbi Shimon holds hagrala is ma'akev, but that's not true. But Tanya, we learn later on, meis echon mehen. What happens if after the hagrala, one of them dies, one of the seirim drops dead? Mevi chaveiro shaloba hagrala. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. You're able to bring a second seir, and just that seir will substitute for the dead one. You don't have to do hagrala. So you see, Rabbi Shimon holds hagrala is not ma'akev. And the Gemara's assumption is, pointed out by the Rishonim, that the earlier Hagrala, you can't say that, oh no, you did the Hagrala. You did Hagrala. What do you mean? It's not Ma'akev. You did Hagrala. Because here you're bringing a new seer that did not have a Hagrala done. So you see from this halacha, according to Rav Shimon, that he holds that Hagrala is not Ma'akev. So you can't say that's the interpretation of the Braisa. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon lo yada makambi Rabbanan. Really, Rav Shimon didn't understand what the Tanakama, the Rabbanan, felt. Really, when it says lo higril, it means lo hiniach, as we understood. And therefore, the Tanakama holds in the Braisa that it, Hagrala is ma'akev. Like the opinion we said before, according to Rabbi Chemia, for sure, within Rabbi Yehuda. V'achi ka'amar lahu, and this is what Rabbi Shimon is saying to them. I hagrala, hagrala mamish ka'amrisu, if you meant mamish hagrala, meaning you're saying hagrala is not ma'akev, Mr. Tanakama, palgin, paligna alaychu b'chada, then I only have one argument with you, because I hold that the vidui is ma'akev, which you don't. I hagrala ta'amrisu en hanacha, and if you meant that Hagrala, meaning Hanacha is non ma'akev, but Hagrala is ma'akev, paligna alaychu b'tarti. Then I have two arguments with you. I even argue about the Hagrala, because I only say the vidui is ma'akev. Period. But either way, we answer the question. We found a way that the Braisa could be understood as one of the opinions holding Hagrala being ma'akev, and that was our original question. We haven't mentioned yet in the Masechta, so we should mention it now. Again, it can be mentioned in many dafim. When we talk about the vidui and the hagrala of the Seir La'azazel, you can't learn the Masechta without doing the Ramban. The Ramban on Seir La'azazel. Okay, we're going to mention this more than once. The Ramban, there in Parshas Achrimos, discusses what kind of karban is this? We're just starting to get our feet wet in this topic of Seir La'azazel. We take a goat, and we're going to learn, we send one, Lashem, and we burn it, and we're makrevit, and the other seer we just send out to a cliff, and we're doche it off the cliff, off to the tzuk. What exactly are we doing there? So, again, a big discussion. Let's just read the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Achrimos. V'izeu sod ha'inyan. This is the secret. Ki hayu ovdim le'lohim achirim, heim ha'malachim, osim lohem karbanos, ve'heim lohem l'reach nichoach. Kin yishen emar. There was those that served Elohim Achirim, they served angels. This is the Ramban Lashitas. The Ramban says, later on in Parshas Achrimos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put angels over every country and land and people in the world. Every country in the world, says the Ramban. Over Italy and France and Australia and America, every country has a Tsar, except for Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael doesn't have a Tsar v'shofet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'yatzmo. What does that mean? It means indirect hashkacha by every other land in the world. The Ramban believes in that. Not all Rishonim would say such a thing, but the Ramban says there were certain forces that were created that are guardian angels, so to speak, over every other country. But, says the Ramban, there were those that started serving them. That's Avodah Zarah. Chas v'shalom, we're not supposed to serve them. They are the, so to speak, indirect hashgacha forces that Hashem created. But some were served, saying that the Tsar of Esav, v'chulu. V'hine, says the Ramban, HaTorah asra legamre, kabbalas elahusam, v'chol avodalahem. Aval tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yom HaKippurim, one day a year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, nishlach se'ir b'midbar, l'sar ha-moshel b'mekomos ha-churban. One day a year, we send a se'ir to these forces. Not as an act of service to them, chas v'shalom. No, but we send them. We send them a present. V'hu aroi lo mipnei shehu ba'alav v'chulu. He gets into a little bit of Kabbalah here, but then he says, "V'ena kavana b'sir mishaleach sheyeh karban me'itano elav chalila." That's Avodah Zarah, chas v'shalom. Aval, you know why we do it? Because Hashem told us to do it. Aval shetia kavana seinu la'asos ritzon bareinu shetivanu kach v'hamashal bazeh. I'll give you a mashal. Says the Ramban, "Kemisha asa seuda la'adon v'tziva ha'adon es ha'isha oses seuda." The master, somebody's making a suda for the king, and the king tells the person making the suda, "Could you please send some food to so-and-so?" So is he serving so-and-so? No, he's serving his master by giving food to so-and-so. Tein mana achas la'avdi ploni. Sheina ose ha-su'uda nosein klum la'eved ahu. V'lo lechvodo yase imo. Raka kol nasan la'adon. The adon nosein pras la'avdo. V'shamar zem mitzvaso. V'asa lechvod adon kol asher tzivahu. V'amnam ha'adon lechem laso abala su'uda. The adon, in his compassion for the bala su'uda, ratza sheyiu kol avadav nanin mimena. Sheyitzaper b'shivcho v'lo b'gnuso. I want, says the king, this other Eved that you're bringing food to, I want him to think well of you. So give him some food so he'll be happy with you. But really, I'm telling you to do it. So, v'zeh tam ba'al ha-goralos. This is the reason for the ba'al ha-goralos. Ki ilu ha-yah ha-kohen makdush osam b'peh. L'Hashem v'la'azazel. Beautiful. If the Kohen himself would decide which is Hashem and which is la'azazel, it would give the misimpression that the Kohen Gadol himself is deciding to send something la'azazel. Haya ka'oved alav and odilishmo. V'ava, what happened? He was ma'amid both of them. Lifnei Hashem, Pesach ha'amoed. He's in the heichal. He puts in both Hashem. Kishneyem matana Hashem. V'hu nasan mehem la'avdo. Hachilek asher yavolo meis Hashem. Hu yipil lahem goral v'yado chalak lahem. Who decides by the goral? Kadosh Baruch Hu decides by the goral. Taraf! He has to, he can't choose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that ultimately chooses. Ve'ein anachnu mechavnim b'shiluchu elo l'ratzon l'Hashem. Ve'lachein, and that's why we don't even do shechita. We say, just take it. We're not going to do any action. We're just going to give it. Ve'lachein lo nishchad oso anachnu klau. We are not going to do it at all. And he says, this is one of the averis, one of the mitzvahs, that the Ovedas Galilim, right, make fun of us about. Mishivin alayem, levisha shatnis, paraduma, tzir mishaleach. Aval pasir mishaleach yeshivo elenu. Kiyach shavu sha'anu osim kamaseyem. Oh, you're doing about a zara. Look at that. V'chein paraduma, mibreshi nasis michus lamachane, v'yon adoma lenin tzir mishaleach, lahave ruach tuma. But really, we know there are secrets regarding the paraduma and the tzir mishaleach. And that's also the remez. This is a great line. The Ibn Ezra, on this pasuk of Siyol HaZazel, he says, when you're 39, you'll understand the secret. That's what the Ibn Ezra says. When you're 39, everybody's like, what is he talking about? What's 39? So says the Ramban, I'm going to be Megales Sodo. Ani Rachil Megales Sodo. He says, the Sod is when you're 39. So the Ramban says, in his beautiful Lashon, Ani HaRachil Megales Sod. He says, if you count 39 psukim from the pasuk of Siyol HaZazel to the pasuk later on in Achreimot, that pasuk is, V'lo Yizvechu Od Ezivcheihem La'Si'irim. Don't give karbanos to the Si'irim, to the other gods. Meaning, this is what it looks like, but it's really not. Says the Ramban, and that's the allusion in the Ibn Ezra. Okay, we'll continue now. So that's, again, about the Azazel, how to understand a little bit that Avoda. We continue, Tashma. So we will go with our version of the Gemara, even though Rashi says that the next two sections should be flipped. Doesn't really make a difference for our understandings, but that we're going to go straight. And then we'll get to where Rashi says, I'll tell you where it was flipped. Tashma. So the next line, next Brisa. Par ma'akev es ha-so'ir, v'si'ir in ma'akev es ha-par. What does that mean? We know there's a certain order that is required to be done of the avoda. Rashi here quotes the Seder that's important for us now. If you look at the first four medium lines in Rashi, this is the section at least we have to know for right now. So far, outside, what have we done? The Kohen Gadol does the, it's very orderly. Once you get it and you go over it a few times, right? You go over it a few times today, then it'll solidify in the brain. The Kohen Gadol does the vidui on the par. Then he goes to the hagrala of the se'irim. And then he goes back to the vipar. He does vidui sheni on the par and shechsit. So far, so good. Then he goes into the Kodesh Kadashim with the kaf and the machta. Then he comes out and he takes the blood of the par that he had previously shechted. Somebody else is mixing it meanwhile. And he goes into the Kodesh Kadashim and sprinkles the blood of the par. Then he goes to the se'ir and shechs the se'ir Lashem. He takes that blood into the Kodesh Kadashim and sprinkles it there. He goes back to the par, the blood of the par, sprinkles it in the heichal towards the parochas. Then he goes to the seer blood, and he sprinkles that connected to the parochas. Then he mixes both bloods, and sprinkles both of them on the Mizbeach Hazav. That's the avod, part of the avod that we have to know now. So what's important? Par is always before seer. Par is always before seer. Again, you do the vidui of the par, the hagrala of the seer. The second vidui of the par, shchita of the par. Take the blood in, the ketores in the middle, right then. And then you do the blood of the par, then you do the blood of the seer, both inside. Then the blood of the par and the seer, outside towards the paroches. Then you mix both of them together and you do them on the mizbeach hazav. Those are the three zrikos hazaas bifnim. So, the Brisa says, with that background, the Rashi says everything I just said on the first four medium lines. Par ma'akev es ha-sa'ir. If I do avoda of this sa'ir too early, I'm supposed to do the par, and I delay the par is ma'akev the sa'ir. That it ruins it. It ruins, if you do the sa'ir avoda, that does not count, you have to do the par first. Va'sa'ir ma'akev es ha-par. But if you're supposed to do sa'ir earlier, and you do par earlier, so then it's not ruined. The se'ir, the later avoda you did by mistake later, is not ma'akiv the par, b'matana shebifnim. Within, this is all within the inner hazaos that we are talking. So says the Brisa, bishlaba par ma'akiv es ha-se'ir. I understand what the first line means, that par ma'akiv es ha-se'ir, when you should have done the par earlier and you didn't, and you did the se'ir earlier instead, I understand what the case is. The akdame la se'ir makami par lo avnav lo klum. By each step, the blood of the par goes before the blood of the se'ir. So the Brisa is saying, if you did any of the, let's say you sprinkled the blood of the se'ir before the par in the Kodesh Kodashim. So that's ruined. The avoda is pasul. El a se'ir in ma'akiv es ha-par ma'inihu. But what does that second line mean? That if you did, you're supposed to do the se'ir earlier, and instead you did the par earlier, it's not ruined. What avoda of the se'ir is supposed to be done before the par, that it means if you messed up, So then it's, okay, my niu, what are we talking about? The seer is always after the par. Ilemas, if you want to say it means, di akdim matonos de par behechal, mikami matonos de seir befnim, does it mean that you did the sprinklings of the par in the heichal, meaning outside the Kodesh Kodashim, before you did the sprinklings of the seir in the Kodesh Kodashim? That for sure is possible. That can't be what we're talking about, that for the evidence, okay. Chukak sibahu. Everything in the Kodesh Kodashim has to go first before you do what's done in the heichal. That can't be what the Bryce is talking about, and that would be ma'akev. The blood of the seir in the Kodesh Kodashim for sure has to be before the blood of the par in the heichal. So el olav, what's the only option that we have? El olav, da'akde matanis de par bifnim mikame hagroa. That you went in, remember what we said you do? You shech the, you do the vidui on the par. You do the hagroa on the seir. You do the second vidui on the par, right? You do the ktores, and then you do the sprinkling inside the Kodesh Kodashim of the par. What if you skip the hagroa? What if you went into the Kodesh Kodashim with the par, with the blood of the par, before you did the hagroa? So that must be what it's talking about, that you should have done the Hagrala first. But if you didn't, it's okay. So what do you see from that line? The order relating to the Hagrala is not Ma'akev. And now the Gemara adds, Umi de Sidra lo Ma'akva, and from the fact that the order regarding the Hagrala is not Ma'akev, Ikra Hagrala Nami lo Ma'akva. Just take that one step further. So maybe we can say that the Hagrala itself is not Ma'akev. Question mark, and that's our question. Don't we have one of the Manda Amars that we had earlier, holds that the Hagrala is Ma'akev according to everybody, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? The second version. So that's the question. Isn't this Brisa assuming an opinion that the Hagrala is not Ma'akev? So the Gemara says, no, a couple of options. One that will be accepted. I could figure out another case that is out of order, not to do with the Hagrala. Lo, da'akdim matonos depar b'mizbeach, mikame matanos de seir beheichal. Maybe that's what it means. Remember, there are three stages of sprinklings. Rabbi Yehuda, right, three stages. Let's say you did the matanos of the par on the mizbeach hazahav before you did the matanos of seir in the heichal towards the parochas. You switch or step three and step two. Remember, there are zrikas inside the Kodesh Kodashim. There are zrikas towards the parochas, and there's sprinklings on the mizbeach hazahav. So maybe you flip step three and step two and one, we just said before, that's for sure ma'akev. Step three and two, maybe, is not. Rebu, I'm leaving out the Torah part of it. I'm just talking about the sprinklings. Rebu Yehudahi, Amar Dvar Manasseh, Big Delavim Machus Lo Ma'akvi, and it's according to Rebu Yehuda, who says, anything you do with the Big Delavim Machus is not ma'akev, and maybe that's what it's referring to. Says the Gemara, that doesn't fit into the words of the Braisa. V'habim Atanashe Bifnim Ktani. It says Bifnim. From his Mizbeach Hazav is not called Pnim. Elohamani Rebbe, so two other days. Elohamani Reb Shimoni, Damar Hagrala Lo Ma'akva. Okay, you're right. Maybe this Brisa, though, is Reb Shimon Shita. Hagrala is not Ma'akev. Right? The other opinions, though, Reb Yudim and Chemia, might be that it is Ma'akev. Or, Viba Yisem Lo Olam Reb Yehudahi, Unehi De Besidra Lo Ma'akva, Hagrala Mia Ma'akva. We made the jump before, which is maybe not true. Fine, the order might not be Ma'akev, but you have to actually do it. Don't make that jump that just because the order is not ma'akev, the ikur avod is not ma'akev, it is ma'akev. So, again, we save that brisa. There is an opinion that could hold the hagrala is not ma'akev. The Rishonim here, the Tosfos Rashi and the Ritva, try to come up with another possibility. Maybe you did the hagrala, but before you did the hanacha, that's when you went into the Kodesh Kodashim. Why did the Gemara suggest that? So we're talking about, oh, the hanacha is for sure not so important, or the hanacha is obvious. The Rishonim here discuss that the Tosfos Rashi says, well, who's going to be mafsik between the Hagrala and the Hanacha? You have it in your hand already. You're not going to stop it, not put it down. Either way. Okay, Vayter. Va'azdu l'tamayu. So we're going to get back to that section of the Avoda, but now we continue. Now the Gemara says, the Shitos. Which these Shitos? So this is the line that Rashi says the following section should be right before the previous section. Because we're talking about the Machlokas, Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan, whether Vidui is Ma'akev. We're going back to that machlokas tanam up above. So they're going l'shita sam. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Yomad chai lefei Hashem l'chaper alav. The se'irim, the se'ir, has to stand there. Chai. The se'ir la'azazel has to stand there lefei Hashem l'chaper alav. So what does that mean? Excuse me, what does that mean? An masa yia zakuk la'amod chai. How long does this animal have to stand there? L'amod chai. So the Pasuk says, l'chaper alav. So what does l'chaper alav mean? Ad shas matandamo shel chaveiro. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, until the matandamo, the zrikas hadam of the Lashem, up until that point, the Lazazel has to be alive. It has to be here. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's the zrikas hadam that is ma'akev the kapara. Rabbi Shimon Omer ad shas vidui dvarim until vidui, and that is what is ma'akev. Remember, Rabbi Shimon held on Amud Aleph the vidui is ma'akev, even though the Agrola might not be ma'akev. Tanakama might not hold the vidui is ma'akev. Doesn't mention vidui. So that's the machlokas here. The same machlokas about what's ma'akev is how long the Sir Lazazel has to be here. There is a let's continue. The Mikdash David wonders whether he has to stand in the Azara. Could you start walking out? Could he start walking to the cliff? Or he has to be in the... So he said that's not clear. Not clear whether he has to stand there before he leaves. Either way, we continue by my kamiflagi. What's this machlokas about? Whether vidui dvarim on the seir is ma'akev or not? But my kamiflagi, the kidatani the brisa. Lechaper, bekaparis domim akazim edaber. Lechaper means the kaparis dvarim, domim, sorry, the of the Zrikas Adam. V'cheinu omer, v'kilo mikaperas HaKodesh. Malahala mikaperas damim, afka mikaperas damim. Divi Rabbi Yehuda means, l'chaper alav means the avoda of the dam. Rabbi Shimon omer, l'chaper alav, v'kaperas dvarim akazim adaber. No, v'kaperas dvarim, meaning the vidui. And this is a discussion in Lamdis, what exactly is the machlokas. The Sharmas Yana Balacha suggests here, venerally lahosef hezber, to explain what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. De lachara kasha, lama sov Rabbi Yehuda, vidi ain't ma'akev. How could Rabbi Yehuda say that vidi is not ma'akev? It says v'hisvadelav. How could vidi not be ma'akev? So he says, later on we're going to learn that Yom Kippur is not machaper except with tshuva. At least according to one of the opinions. And one of the final stages of tshuva is vidui. So suggests with the Sharmas Yana Balacha that according to the Mandama, Rabbi Yehuda says Kapar's damim is enough. You did tshuva. V'kivan shatshuva kodemes v'kfar shav. Vidui is a final stage, and if you leave it out, you still did the most of the process, and therefore it's okay. But maybe Rabbi Shimon is just the opposite. Many times the vidui's got to come first. I don't feel it until I say that I'm sorry. And that's vidui, that generates tshuva. It's not only the final stage, but in some cases it can be the gets tshuva on the way, right? I have to do that first, and once I do that, I really, inculcate and realize what I did wrong. So maybe that's the machlokas, it's about where vidui is in the tshuva process. That is the machlokas. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tashma Shalu Talmidav es Rabbi Akiva. So next try, again, talking about the Hagrola being Ma'akiv or not. That's the main discussion of these Dafim. So the Talmidav es Rabbi Akiva. Allah b'smol, mal shiachsor liyamin. If the Lashem went up l'smol, can he switch it to the Yamin? We said on Rashi yesterday's Daf, it's a Simon Tov to have the Lashem go up in the right hand. So can you switch it? Amar Lahen, Al tidnu makom litztukim l'rados. No. Don't give place for the tztukim to complain. What does that mean in this context? What does that mean? So Rashi says, Al tidnu makom litztukim talmidim hachokim al haTorah l'rados v'lim sholbahem l'kapeach eschem b'dvarim sheyomu l'chifi ritzonam heim osim hakol. People say, oh, the rabbis do whatever they want. Right, where there's a rabbinic will, there's a halachic way, as there is some have the motto. It's terrible. That's the tzukim. Yeah, the rabbis can do whatever they want. Oh yeah, he came up in the left hand. Oh, he switches to the right hand. It's gonna be bizayon in the eyes of the am that see the switch, and therefore it shouldn't be done. That's why the Meiri says here also, one always has to be very, very careful when one acts, and the more one knows, the more one has to be careful not to give the impression that the system is not a system that has integrity. And the Miri doesn't say this is my formulation of the Miri: integrity and honesty, right? It's a system, it's a beautiful, internally perfect system, and we can't give any impression that, you know, there are those that think otherwise. The Maariv Chayis here says, maybe this Gemara is the basis for the halach in Shulchan Aruch, that a posik should never give a psak shemetame sabrios. Or the question is, where does that come from? Maybe this is one of the Gemara, this line. If a posik knows that something's mutter, the Gemara says this sometimes also, but no, something's mutter, but if I say it's mutter, I know people are gonna like, say, what? That's mutter? Right? How could that be mutter? And it's gonna be metame sabrios. So it could be that I shouldn't say it's mutter in that case. So this is a similar type of idea. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, you can't switch it. So that's the only reason you can't switch it? Taima the altinu makam litzugan lerados. Halavachi, but if without that reason, marginally, you'll be able to switch it. What do you mean you'll be able to switch it? For Amid Agrola Matva. Did he already do Agrola? The Kivan Tekavate small. Hechi Madrinale. How can you switch it? If your Agrola's Ma'akev, wasn't that already Koveya, which is which? So Amar Rava Haki Gamri Allah. This is what he meant to say. Hagoro Bismol. I'm sorry. Haki Gamri. Allah Hagoro Bismol. Machshiach Ziru Lo Ulis Se'iro Liamin. It doesn't mean to switch the Klafim without the Se'irim. Switch the seer also. The left one got the Lashem, so quickly switch the seer that's on the left side to the right side. Maybe that'll be enough for the Simin Tov to be on the right side. You're right. Once the left one is called the Lashem one, that's going to be the Lashem one. But maybe you could switch the animal also, not just the card. And Amar Lahem, and he says, you can't do that. Al titnu makam litzdukim lerados. Period. Tashma, next try. Ilu, again, this is all trying to prove whether Hagrola, Ma'akev, not Ma'akev. Tashma, ilu nomar es hasair asher alav. If that's what the pasuk says, the pasuk really says asher Allah alav. But if it would have just said es hasair asher alav, the seir that it went on, hayisi omer yanichenu alav, I would have said that you need to put it on the seir tamalomar Allah. It says the word Allah again to teach me that it's not literal. Kivan sha'Allah shuvei notzarech. Once it's on, you don't need to. So what exactly does that mean? Lamai, ilema la mitzvah. Does this mean on lechad? I would have thought lechadchila you should put it on. B'di'eved, not b'di'eved. Tavalomar that you don't even have to put it on lechadchila. Really? Michlal dahanacha mitzvah namilo. You don't even have to put it on lechadchila. That doesn't make sense. Of course you have to put it on lechadchila. El alav la'akev. It must be we're talking about whether it's li'ikuva. V'shvamina hagrola ma'akva hanacha lo ma'akva. And what do you see? The whole assumption of the brisa is that the hagrola is the hanacha is the discussion, but the hagrola must be done. Hagrola is ma'akev. Amar Rava hachi ka'amar. No, this is how you understand it. Ilu ne'amar asher alav hayisi omer yanichenu alav atshashchita. It's a length issue. I would have thought you have to leave it on there. Tamalomar asher. Remember, there's a break because after he does the hagrola, he goes back to the par, and then before he comes back to shech the seir. Tamalomar asher Allah kivan sha'Allah shuv einot tzarech. So it's a question of how long it has to be on there, and not a question of putting it on there itself. Or Salvei Shakir in the Avodas Yom Kippurim notes that this hagrola is different than any other type of hakdasha. Keep that in mind. When I'm makdish a karban, I have a chulin animal, and I'm makdish it, and it becomes a karban. All of a sudden here, the only time we ever have that the animals are already kadosh. Now I'm labeling them which karban they are. This is not a regular hakdasha. And he says, that's also could answer our discussion yesterday. Remember when we said Lashem Chatas, why should you do Lashem first? Should Chatas Lashem first? We had all the different answers. So the Ritva had one day that said, well, it says in the Pasuk, Lashem, and therefore we're just following the pasuk. So Soloveitchik said, part of that could be because this is already a karban. You're just labeling it, it's which one? So that's why it's more flexible definitions. That's the hagrala here too. You have to realize the hagrala, what's going on here, it's within, it's already hokdash, we're just labeling which is which. Last section for today, Tashma, says the Braisa, Va'aso chatas, Hagorol oseo chatas, ve'ein Hashem oseo chatas. Make it a chatas, the gorol makes it a chatas, and not just the kriya shem of the Kohen Gadol. Sheyachol, because I might have said that you don't need the gorol. V'halo dinu, it's a kavachomer. Uma b'makom shelo kidesh hagorol. Kidesh Hashem, in a makom, that the gorol is not mekadesh, meaning a regular karban. Where you don't, if you do a hagrol on a karban, it's not ma'akev, right? You could decide whatever you want. If in a place where the makam shalok kidesh, hagorol kidesh, makam shalok kidesh hagorol, kidesh Hashem, in a place by a regular animal, where the gorol is not makadesh, but if I call it a name, it is makadesh, makam shakidesh hagorol, ain't odishi kadesh Hashem. So in a place where the Torah says a gorol can work, maybe I would say then for sure, the decision of the Kohen Gadol also should work. Tamalomar v'yaso chatas. That's why you need the pasuk v'yaso chatas. Hagorol oseh chatas v'en Hashem oseh chatas. The gorol makes it a chatas and not the lashem. And the Gemara says this is a sifra. Stam sifra mani Reb Yehuda. Stam sifra Torah's koanim is Reb Yehuda. V'katani, and that the Bryce says that a gorol oseh chatas v'en Hashem oseh chatas. Even within Reb Yehuda, Alma hagrola ma'akva. So you see, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the goral is ma'akev. Tiyuvta demanda amar. Hagrola ma'akva tiyuvta. So the second version that we said, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's not ma'akev, so that version is knocked out. And that's what we hold. We hold the hagrola is ma'akev, even though the hanacha is not ma'akev. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll have to get into more hagrola issues coming up.